COVID-19 has changed so much in the last year, it's hard to imagine what going back to normal would actually be like. And for many, it's become a source of anxiety. News Nation correspondent Janelle Fort is live tonight with that story, all new on Prime. Janelle.
Well, Rutabay, at the start of this pandemic, many of us found ourselves asking a number of questions. Is the world ever going to be the same again? Will I ever feel safe? There is no denying that the COVID-19 pandemic has had a major impact on our mental health collectively. And as these reopenings are starting to happen, therapists say the new challenge is figuring out how to put the trauma of the past 12 months behind us.
So you will be the client, he'll be the therapist.
An intense focus on eye movement.
Look at my hand.
A big part of accelerated resolution therapy.
The closer my hand, the easier to block out background distractions.
The process, clinically proven to help with anxiety and PTSD.
Check your body from head to toe and tell me what sensations do you feel right now.
Pretty tense in my shoulders, like shaking. My shoulders, trying to hold myself up.
Today, training sessions on it across the country.
You saw with the postal worker
in Atlanta, Kendall Flo and his colleagues from Hidden River Counseling, adding it to their toolbox to help patients struggling with mental health due to COVID-19.
We didn't know when it was going to end. We thought it was 30 days and 60 days and nine, and all of a sudden Christmas rolls around, and when is this going to end? Who knows? And so beginning to help people reprocess and reconsolidate the memories of terror, fear, and the unknown.
As restrictions loosen and Americans start adjusting to the new normal, therapists say they're swamped with patients. The demand's still growing.
I think there'll be a significant amount in the next 18 months of people who can't reassimilate into the world because of the memories of their dad getting it and dying, or just being walled off in their house and not knowing.
I am a little bit worried
people
about
people like Savannah Warren, anxious over what's next.
It's just like weird. It's not, it's like we're trying to force it to be normal, but it's not really normal, you know.
Mental health experts say it's one of the great challenges of this part of the pandemic. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, last year about 4 in 10 adults in the U.S. have reported symptoms of anxiety or depressive disorder, up 30% from 2019. Many Americans dealt with illness, death, economic loss, and isolation.
We're exhausted.
Clinical psychologist Dr. John Duffy says the memories and effects of those things don't magically disappear when things open back up.
All of us are post-traumatic in some way. This has been a traumatizing experience collectively.
He says the best remedy is to know you are not alone.
I think we need to be gentle with ourselves and gentle with each other, trusting that we've all been through something awful and it manifests in different ways in different people.
Now, mental health experts say overcoming these issues won't be an easy fix, but it's something that absolutely can be done. Reporting in Atlanta, Janelle Fort, News Nation.